Blog Talk Radio.
As-salamu alaykum. Good morning. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alameen. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show, The Good Life, Holy Quran, and Sister Claire Muhammad Education Hour. We're dedicated to creating the Sister Claire Muhammad School. The school tentatively is called, the Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School of Aeronautics and Astronautics. Aeronautics is the science of flying airplanes, creating and flying airplanes. Astronautics is the science of building and using and maintaining rocket ships, you know, rocket ships. So let's get started. Our first half is to read 1/30 of the Holy Quran. So we've been able to do this every day. Read 1/30 of the Holy Quran. So we'll begin at 27:30, which is Surah 51, Dariyat, page 1360, ayat number 31. And we'll begin. And Abraham said, "And what, O ye messengers, is your errand now?" Allah's help from Satan to reject it, from harm to ourselves and anyone else. Today is July the 8th. Yesterday was my birthday on the 7th, 2021. And we're at 2730, page 1360, ayat number 31. We say, "Udhu billahi min shaitan rajeem." Abraham said, "What, O ye messengers, is your errand now?" And he said, "We have been sent to a people deep in sin to bring on them a shower of stones of clay, brimstone, marked as from thy Lord, for those who trespass beyond bounds." Then we evacuated those of the believers who were there, but we found not there any just Muslim person except in one house. And we left there a sign for such as fear the grievous penalty. Alhamdulillah. And in Moses was another sign. And behold, we sent him to Pharaoh with authority manifest. But Pharaoh turned back with his chiefs and said, "A sorcerer, or one possessed." So we took him and his forces and threw them into the sea. And this was the blame. And on the Ad people was another sign. Behold, we sent against them the devastating wind. It left nothing, whatever that came up against, but reduce it to ruin and rottenness. And in the Thamud was another sign. Behold, they were told, "Enjoy your brief day for a little while." But they instantly defied the command of their Lord. So the stunning noise of an earthquake seized them, even while they were looking on. Then, when they could not even stand on their feet, nor could they help themselves, so were the people of Noah before them, for they wickedly transgressed. Section 3. With the power and skill did we construct the firmament, for it is we who expand the vastness of space. 47 space. And we have spread out the spacious earth. How excellently we do spread out. And of everything, we have created pairs, that you may receive instruction. Hasten ye then at once to Allah. I am from him, a warner to you, clear and open. and make not another an object of worship with Allah. I am from him a warning to you, clear and open. Similarly, no messenger came to the people before them, but they said of him in like manner, a sorcerer one possessed. Is this the legacy they have transmitted one to another? Nay, they are themselves a people transgressing beyond bounds. So turn away from them, and thine is the blame. So turn away from them, not thine is the blame, but teaches the message, for teaching benefits to believers. I have only created jinns and men that they may serve me. No sustenance do I require of them, nor do I require that they should feed me. For Allah is he who gives all sustenance, Lord of power, steadfast forever. For the wrongdoers, their portion is like unto the portion of their fellows of earlier generations. Then let them not ask me to hasten that portion. Woe then to the unbelievers on account of the day of theirs which they have been promised. But I mentioned that in a way, I'll turn the mount of the mount of revelation by a decree inscribed in a scroll unfolded by the much frequented fane, by the canopy raised high, and by the ocean filled with swell. Verily, the doom of thy Lord will indeed come to pass. There is none can avert it. On the day when the firmament will be in dreadful commotion, and the mountains will fly hither and thither, then woe that day to those that treat truth as falsehood, that play and paddle in shallow trifles. That day shall they be thrust down to the fire of hell irresistibly. This, it will be said, is the fire which ye were wont to deny. Is this then a fake, or is it ye that do not see? Burn ye therein, the same is it to you, whether ye bear it with patience or not. Ye but receive the recompense of your own deed. As for the righteous, they will be in gardens and in happiness, enjoying the bliss which their Lord hath bestowed on them. And their Lord shall deliver them from the penalty of the fire. To them will be said, eat and drink ye with profit and health, because of your good deeds. They will recline with ease on thrones of dignity arranged in ranks. And we shall join them to companions with beautiful, big and lustrous eyes. Those who believe, whose families follow them in faith, to them shall we join their family, nor shall we deprive them of the fruit of aught of their work. Yet is each individual in pledge for his deeds. And we shall bestow on them of fruit and meat anything they shall desire. They shall there exchange one with another a loving cup free of frivolity, free of all taint of ill. Round about them will serve devoted to them youth, handsome as pearls, well guarded. They will advance to each other, engaging in mutual inquiry. They will say, after time, we were not without fear for the sake of our people. But Allah has been good to us and has delivered us from the penalty of the scorching wind. Truly we did call unto him from of old. Truly it is he, the beneficent, the merciful. Therefore, proclaim thou the praises of thy Lord. For by the grace of thy Lord, thou art no vulgar soothsayer, nor art thou one possessed. Or do they say, a poet, we await for him some calamity hatched by time. Say thou, await ye, I too will await along with you. Is it that their faculties of understanding urge them to do this, or are they but a people transgressing beyond bounds? Or do they say, he fabricated the message? Nay, they have no faith. Let them then produce a recital like unto it. If it be, they speak the truth. Were they created of nothing, or were they themselves the creators? Or did they create the heavens and the earth? Nay, they have no firm belief. Or are the treasures of that Lord with them, or are they managers of affairs? Or have they a ladder by which they can climb up to heaven and listen to his secret. Then let such a listener of theirs produce a manifest proof. Or has he only daughters and ye have sons? Or is it that thou dost ask for rewards so that they are burdened with a load of debt? Or that the unseen is in their hands and they write it down? Or do they intend a plot against thee? But those who defy Allah are themselves involved in a plot. Or have they a God other than Allah? Exalted is Allah far above the things they associate with him. Were they to see a piece of the sky falling on them, they would only say clouds gathered in heaps. So leave them alone until they encounter that day of theirs wherein they shall perforce swoon with terror. The day when their plotting will avail them nothing and no help shall be given them. And verily for those who do wrong, there is another punishment besides this. But most of them understand not. Now wait in patience the command of thy Lord. For verily thou art in our eyes, and celebrate the praises of thy Lord, the while they stand us forth. And for part of the night also praise thou him, and at the retreat of the stars. A najm, the star. By the star when it goes down, by the star when it goes down, your companion is neither astray nor being misled, nor does he say aught of his own desire. It is no less than inspiration sent down to him. He was taught by one mighty in power, endued with wisdom, for he appeared in stately form. While he was in the highest part of the horizon, then he approached and came closer, and was at a distance of but two bow lengths of, or even nearer. So did Allah convey the inspiration to his servant, convey what he meant to convey. The prophet's mind and heart in no way falsified what that which he saw. Will you then dispute with him concerning what he saw? For indeed, he saw him at a second descent near the low tree, beyond which none may pass. Near it is the garden of abode. Behold, the low tree was shrouded in mystery unspeakable. His sight never swerved, nor did it go wrong. For truly did he see of the signs of his Lord the greatest. Have ye seen Lat and Uzza, and another, the third goddess Manat? What? For you the male sex, and for him the female? Behold, such would be indeed a division most unfair. These are nothing but names which ye have devised, ye and your fathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority whatever. They follow nothing but conjecture and what their own souls desire, even though there has already come to them guidance from their Lord. Nay, shall man have just anything he hankers after? But it is to Allah that the end and the beginning of all things belongs. How many soever be the angels in the heaven, their intercession will avail nothing except after Allah has given leave for whom he pleases, that he is acceptable to him. How many soever be the angels in the heavens, their intercession will avail nothing except after Allah has given leave for whom he pleases, and that he is acceptable to him. Those who believe not in the hereafter name the angels with female names, but they have no knowledge therein. They follow nothing but conjecture, and conjecture avails nothing against truth. Therefore, shun those who turn away from my message and desire nothing but the life of this world. That is, as far as knowledge will reach them. Verily, thy Lord knoweth best those who stray from his path, and he knoweth best those who receive guidance. Yea, to Allah belong all that is in the heavens and on earth, so that he rewards those who do evil according to their deeds, and he rewards those who do good with what is best. Those who avoid great sins and shameful deeds only falling into small faults, really thy Lord is ample in forgiveness. He knows you well when he brings you out of the earth and when you are hidden in your mother's womb. Therefore, justify not yourselves. He knows best who it is that guards against evil. Seest thou one who turns back, gives a little, then hardens his heart? What? Has he knowledge of the unseen so that he can see? Nay, is he but acquainted with what is in the books of Moses and of Abraham, who fulfilled his engagement, namely that no bearer of burdens can bear the burden of another? Namely that no bearer of burdens can bear the burden of another, that man can have nothing but what he strives for, that the fruits of his striving will soon come in sight, then will he be rewarded with a reward complete, that to thy Lord is the final goal, that it is he who granteth laughter and tears, that it is he who granteth death and life, that he did create in pairs male and female from a sperm drop when lodged in his state, that he hath promised a second creation, rising of the dead. Alhamdulillah. I like this ayat. 53. That is he. 43. Through. Alhamdulillah. That he did create. That it is he who granted laughter and tears. That is he who granted death and life, that he did create in pairs, male and female, from a sperm drop when lodged in his place, that he hath promised a second creation, raising of the dead, that it is he who giveth life and satisfaction, for he is the Lord of Sirius, the mighty star, and that it is he who destroyed the powerful ancient Ad people and the Thammuz, nor gave them at least a perpetual life, and before them the people of Noah, for that they were all most unjust and most insolent transgressors, and he destroyed the overthrown cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he destroyed the overthrown cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Alhamdulillah. 53. So that ruins unknown have covered them up, then which of the gifts of that Lord, O man, will thou dispute about? This is a wonder, the series of wonders of old. The judgment ever approaching draws nigh. No soul but Allah can lay it bare. No soul but Allah can lay it bare. Will you then wonder at this recital? And will you laugh and not weep, wasting your time in vanity? But fall you down in prostration to Allah and adore him. Alhamdulillah. This is the prostration. And give me a moment here to do a prostration. Alhamdulillah. And I'll be right back. And brother, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. But yeah, can you take it off right there on page 1387, Surah 54, Al-Qamar, the moon? Start at number one,
well,
right
stop.
There.
Yeah, let me, hold on, not yet, just a second. Just a second.
Okay, I gotta go turn the stove off. Let me turn the stove off. So, can you hear me? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. The hour of judgment is nigh, and the moon is kept asunder. But if they see a sign, they turn away and say, this is but transient magic. They reject the warning and follow their own lust. And every matter has its appointed time. There have already come to them recitals wherein there is enough to check them. Mature wisdom, but the preaching of warnings profits them not. Therefore, O prophet, turn away from them. The day that the caller will call them to a terrible affair, they will come forth, their eyes humble from their graves, torpid, like locusts scattered abroad, hastening with eyes transfixed towards the collar. I'm going to finish this section and I'll guide you to the next one. They will come forth, their eyes humble, from their graves torpid, like locusts scattered abroad. Now, hastening with eyes transfixed towards the collar, hard is this day, the unbelievers will say. Before them, the people of Noah rejected their messenger. They rejected our servant and said, here is one possessed, and he was driven out. Then he called on his Lord, I am one overcome. Do thou then help me. So we opened the gates of heaven with water pouring forth, and we caused the earth to gush forth with springs. So the waters met and rose to the extent decreed. But we bore him on an ark made of broad planks and caulked with palm fiber. She floats under our eyes and care, a recompense to one who had been rejected with scorn. And we have left this as a sign for all time. Then is there any that will receive admonition? But how terrible was my penalty and my warning. And we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand and remember. Then is there any that will receive admonition? To add people to rejected truth, then how terrible was my penalty and my warning. For we sent against them a furious wind on a day of violent disaster, plucking out men as if they were roots of palm trees torn up from the ground. Yea, how terrible was my penalty and my warning. And we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand or remember. Then is there any that will receive admonition? Alhamdulillah. We're at section 2, number 23, my brother.
Yeah. What ayat, the chapter and the verse, the surah and the ayat.
Chapter 54, Al-Qamar, and the ayat, the verse is
23. 54, 23. This is Abraham. The Talmud also rejected their warnings. For they said, what? A man, a solitary one from among ourselves? Should we follow such a one? Truly should we then be in error and madness? Is it that the messengers is sent to him of all people among us? Nay, he is a liar, an insolent one. They will know on the morrow which is the liar, the insolent one. For for we will send the she-camel by way of child for them. So watch then, O Samaria, and possess ourselves in patience. And tell them that the water is to be divided between them, each one's right to drink being brought forward by suitable turns. But they called to their companions, and he took his sword in hand and hamstrung her. And how terrible was my chastisement and my warning, for we sent against them a single mighty blast, and they became like the dry stalks, the dry stubble used by one who tends cattle. And we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand. And remember, then is there any that will receive admonition? The people of Lut rejected this warning. We sent against them a violent tornado with showers of stones, which destroyed them, except Lut's household. Them we delivered by early dawn, and as a grace from us. Thus do we reward those who give thanks. And Lut did warn them of our violent seizure, but they disputed about the warning, and they even sought to snatch away his guests from him. But we blinded their eyes, their heart. How now taste ye my wrath and my warning? Early on the morrow, an abiding chastisement seized them. For taste ye my chastisement and my warning. And we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand and remember. Is there any that will receive admonition?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, brother. To the people of Pharaoh, too, after times, came warnings from Allah. The people rejected all our signs, but we seized them with such penalty as comes from one exalted in power, able to carry out his will. Are your unbelievers, O Quraysh, better than they, or have ye an immunity in the sacred books? Or do they say, we acting together can defend ourselves? Soon will their multitude be put to flight, and they will show their backs. Nay, the hour of judgment is the time promised them for their full recompense, and that hour will be most grievous and most bitter. Truly, those in sin are the ones straying in mind and mad. The day will they be dragged through the fire on their faces. They will hear, taste ye of hell. Verily, all things have we created in proportion and measure, and our command is but a single act, like the twinkling of an eye. And oft in the past have we destroyed gangs like unto you. Then is there any that will receive admonition? All that they do is noted in their books of deeds. Every matter, small and great, is a record. As to the righteous, there will be in the midst of gardens and rivers, in an assembly to truth, in the presence of a sovereign, omnipotent,
Rahman, the most gracious. It is he who has taught the Quran. He has created man. He has taught him an intelligent speech. The sun and the moon follow courses exactly computed. And the herbs and the trees both alike bow in adoration. And the firmament as he raised high, and he has set up the balance of justice, in order that you may not transgress divines. So establish weight with justice and fall not short in the balance. It is he who has spread out the earth for his creatures, bringing in its fruit and date palms, producing spatulas and closing dates. Also corn and the leaves and stalks of fodder and sweet smelling plants. And what is praise of thee, Lord, will you divide? He created man from sounding clay and unto pottery, like unto pottery, and he created gems from fire, free of smoke. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? He is Lord of the two east and Lord of the two west. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? He has let free the two seas meeting together. Between them is a barrier which they now do not transgress. And which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? On them come pearls and coral. And which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? And here are the ships sailing smoothly through the seas, lofty as mountains. And which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? And that is on earth, all that is on earth will perish, but will abide forever.
Lord, is on earth will perish, but will abide forever the face of thy Lord, full of majesty, bounty, and honor. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? Of him seeks its need every creature in the heavens and on earth, every day in new splendor. Doth he shine? And which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? Soon shall we sell your affairs, O both me world. And which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? Or ye assembly of jinns and men, if it be that ye can pass beyond the zones of the heavens and the earth, pass ye. Not without authority shall ye be able to pass. In which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? On you will be sent, O ye evil twain, a flame of fire to burn and a smoke to choke. No defense will ye have. In which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? When the sky is rent asunder and it becomes red like ointment, then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? On that day, no question will be asked of man or jinn as to his sin. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? For the sinners will be known by their marks, and they will be seized by their forelock and their feet. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? This is the hell which the sinners deny in its midst, and in the midst of boiling hot water will they wander round. And which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? Ye deny. Now, section 3 there. We saw number 46.
Okay. But for such as fear the time when they will stand before the judgment seat of their Lord, there are two gardens, and which of the favors of God will ye deny? Abounding in branches, then which of the favors of God will ye deny? And then each will be two springs flowing free, then which of the favors of God will ye deny? And there will be fruits of every kind, two and two, then which of the favors of God will ye deny? They will recline on carpets, whose inner linings will be rich brocade. The fruit of the gardens will be near and easy to reach. And which of the favors of God will ye deny? And there will be maidens chaste, restraining their glances, whom no man or jinn before them has touched. Then which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? Like unto rubies and coral, favors of God will ye deny? Is there any reward for goodness other than good? And which of the favors of God will ye deny? And beside these two, there are two other gardens, and which of the favors of your Lord will ye deny? Dark green in color, from plentiful water. And which of the gardens and which of the favors of God will you deny? And then each will be two streams pouring forth water in continuous abundance. And which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? And there will be fruits and dates and pomegranates. And which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? And then will be fair maidens, good, beautiful. And which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Meaning to restrain as to their glances and goodly pavilions. And which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Whom no man or gin before them has touched. And which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Declaring on green cushions and rich carpets of beauty. And which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? Blessed be the name of thy Lord, full of majesty, bounty, and honor.
Okay. Hold on, my brother. We'll get to the second here. I had to turn off some water. Where'd you leave off? What about Sean?
You're starting at Surah number 56.
56. Oh, okay. You finished off. Okay, alhamdulillah. All right. So this is 56, Al-Waqia. When the event inevitable cometh to pass, when the event inevitable cometh to pass, then will no soul entertain falsehood concerning its coming. Many will it bring low, many will it exalt. When the earth shall be shaken to its depth, and the mountains shall be crumbled to atoms, becoming dust scattered abroad, and ye shall be sorted out into three classes. Then there will be the companions of the right hand. Who will be the companions of the right hand? The companions of the left hand. Who will be the companions of the left hand? Those foremost in faith will be foremost in the hereafter. These will be those nearest to Allah in gardens of bliss, a number of people from those of old, and a few from those of later times. They will be on thrones encrusted with gold and precious stones, reclining on them, facing each other. Round about them will serve youths of perpetual freshness with goblets, shining beakers, and cups filled out clear-flowing fountains. No after-ache will they receive therefrom, nor will they suffer intoxication. And with fruits, any that they may select, and the flesh of fowls, any that they may desire. And there will be companions with beautiful, big, and lustrous eyes, like unto pearls, well guarded, reward for the deeds of their past life. No frivolity will they hear therein, nor any taint of ill, only the saying, peace, peace. Companions of the right hand, what will be the companions of the right hand? They will be among low trees without thorns, among tall trees with flowers or fruits piled one above another, in shade long extended by water flowing constantly and fruit in abundance, whose season is not limited nor supply forbidden, and on the thrones of dignity raised high, we have created their companions of special creation and made them virgin pure and undefiled, loved by nature equal in age for the companions of the right hand. A goodly number from those of old and a goodly number from those later times.
The companions of the left hand. What would be the companions of the left hand? There would be in the midst of a fierce blast of fire and boiling water, and in the shades of black smoke, neither cool nor refreshing. For that they would want to be indulge before that in sinful luxury, and persisted obstinately and wickedness of things. And they used to say, what? When we die and become dust and bones, shall we then indeed be raised up again? We and our fathers of old? Say yes, those of old and those of later times. All will certainly be gathered together for the meeting appointed for the day well known. They will then will ye truly, O ye that go wrong and deny the truth, ye surely taste of the tree of Lacum. Then will you fill your insides therewith, and drink boiling water on top of it. Indeed, you should drink like diseased camels raging with thirst. Such will be their entertainment on the day of requital. It is we who have created you. Why will ye not admit the truth? Do you then see the human seed that ye admit? Is it ye who created, or are we the creators? We have decreed death to be a common lot, and we are not to be frustrated from changing your forms, from creating you again in forms that you know not. And you constantly know already the first form of creation. Why then do you not take heed? See ye the seed that you sow in the ground? Is it ye that cause it to grow, or are we the cause? Well, in our will, we can make it broken. We can make it broken. We can make it broken orange, and ye would be left in wonderment, saying, we are indeed left with doubts for nothing. Indeed, we are deprived. See ye the water which ye drink? Do ye bring it down in rain from the cloud, or do we? Where it all will, we can make it saltish and unpalatable. Then why do ye not give thanks? See ye the fire which ye kindle? Is ye who grow the tree which feeds the fire, or do we grow it? We have made it a reminder and an article of comfort and convenience for the citizens, for the denizens of deserts. Then glory the name of thy Lord, the Supreme. Further, I swear by the setting of the stars, and that is indeed the body.
Alhamdulillah. All right. Alhamdulillah. Furthermore, I call to witness the setting of the stars, and that is indeed a mighty adjuration, if ye but knew that this is indeed a Quran most honorable and a book well guarded. None shall touch but those who are clean, and a revelation from the Lord of the worlds. Is it such a message that ye would hold in light esteem? And have ye made it your livelihood that ye should declare it false? Then why do ye not intervene when the soul of the dying man reaches the throat, and ye the while sit looking on? And we are nearer to him than ye, and yet see not. Then why do ye not, if you are exempt from future account, call back the soul, if you are true in your claim of independence? Thus then, if he be of nearest to Allah, there is for him rest and satisfaction, and a garden of delight. And if he be of the companions of the right hand, for him is the salutation, peace be unto thee from the companions of the right hand. And if he be of those who treat truth as falsehood, who go wrong, for him is entertainment with boiling water and burning in hell fire. Verily, this is the very truth and certainty. So celebrate with praise the name of thy Lord, the Supreme. Going to the Surah 57, Al-Hadid, the iron.
Al-Hadid, Hadid, the iron. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Whatever is in the heavens, on and earth, declare the praises and glory of Allah. for he is exalted in might to wise. To him belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. It is he who gives light and life and death, and is power over all things. He is the first and the last, the evident and the hidden, and he has full knowledge of all things. He it is who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Then he established himself on the throne. He knows what enters within the earth and what comes forth from it, out of it, what comes down from heaven and what mounts up to it. And he is with you wherever ye may be. And Allah sees well all that ye do. To him belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and all affairs go back to Allah. He measures night into day, and he measures day into night, and he has full knowledge of the secrets of all hearts. Believe in Allah and his messenger, and spend in charity of that whereof he has made you heirs. For those of you who believe and spend in charity for them with a great reward. How is it with you that you believe not in Allah? And the messenger invites you to believe in your Lord, and has indeed taken your covenant if you are men of faith. He is the one who sends to his servant manifest signs, that he may lead you from the depths of darkness into light. And verily, Allah is to you most kind, most merciful. How is it with you that you spend not in the cause of Allah? For to Allah belong the heritage of the heavens and the earth. Not equal among you are those that spend freely and fought for the victory, and those who did so later. They are higher in rank than those who spent freely and fought afterwards. Just one second. Hold on one second. Okay, sorry about that. I have to get in a better position here with this light. All right.
Yeah, you might have to work on your light, man. Go to a...
I might up under the light now. Yeah, I might up under it. Before, I was just laying back. Okay. It says, he merged Ulu by me, Shatana Jean. Bismillah, Elakman, Elahim.
Where are you?
Okay. I'm right here. I just started at Hadad. I'm at, I'll take it at number 5. Then belong to the dominions of the heavens and the earth. All affairs go back to Allah. He merges night into day, and he merges day into night, and he has full knowledge of all of the secrets of all hearts. Believe in Allah's messengers and spend in charity out of excessiveness whereof he has made you heirs. For those of you who believe and spend in charity, for them is a great reward. How is it with you that you believe not in Allah? And the messenger invites you to believe in your Lord and has indeed taken your covenant if you are men of faith. He is the one who sends to his servant manifest signs that he may lead you from the depths of darkness into light. And verily Allah is to you most kind and merciful. How is it with you that you spend not in the cause of Allah? For to Allah belong the heritage of the heavens and the earth. Now, equal among you are those who spent freely and fought before the victory, but those who did so later. Those are higher in rank than those who spent freely and fought afterwards, but to all has Allah promised a goodly reward, and Allah is well acquainted with all that ye do.
Who is he that will loan to Allah a beautiful loan? for Allah will increase it manifold to his credit, and he will have besides a liberal reward. One day shall thou see the believing, or the beloved, for he is, well, let me read this again. Who is he that will loan to Allah a beautiful loan? That must be a loan with no riba, huh? For Allah will increase it manifold to his credit, and he will have besides a liberal reward. One day shall thou see the believing men and the believing women, how their light runs forward before them, by their right hands. Their greeting will be good news for you this day, gardens beneath which rivers flow, to dwell therein for aye. This is indeed the highest achievement. One day will the hypocrites, men and women, say to the believers, wait for us. Let us borrow a light from your light. It will be said, turn ye back to your rear and seek a light where ye can. So a wall will be put betwixt them with a gate therein. Within it will be mercy throughout, and without it all alongside will be wrath and punishment. Those without will call out, were we not with you? The others will reply, true, but ye led yourselves into temptation. Ye looked forth to our ruin. Ye doubted Allah's promise, and your false desires deceived you until there issued the command of Allah, and the deceiver deceived you in respect of Allah. This day shall no ransom be accepted of you, nor of those who rejected Allah. Your abode is the fire. That is the proper place to claim you, and an evil refuge it is. Has not the time arrived for the believers that their hearts in all humility should engage in the remembrance of Allah and of the truth which has been revealed to them, and that they should not become like those to whom was given revelation after time. But long ages passed over them, and their hearts grew hard, for many among them are rebellious transgressors. Nay, you all that Allah giveth life to the earth after his death, already have we shown the signs plainly to you, that ye may learn wisdom. For those who give in charity, men and women, and loan to Allah a beautiful loan, it shall be increased manifold to their credit. They shall have besides a liberal reward. And those who believe in Allah and his messengers, they are the sincere lovers of truth and the witnesses who testify in the eyes of their Lord. They shall have their reward and their light. But those who reject Allah and deny our signs, they are companions of hellfire. Of the Bilahi Ophis, section 3, number 20. Rashad.
Know ye all that the life of this world is but play and a pastime, adornment and mutual boasting and multiplying and rivalry among yourselves, riches and children. Here is a similitude, how rain and the growth which it brings forth delight the hearts of the tiller, and soon it withers. That was here go yellow, and it becomes dry and crumbles away. Then hereafter is attachment severe for the devotees of wrong, and forgiveness from Allah, and its good pleasure for the devotees of Allah. And what is life of this world but beers and channels of deception? Be ye foremost in seeking forgiveness from your Lord, and the garden of bliss, the width thereof is as the width of the heavens and the earth, prepared for those who believe in Allah and his messengers, as the grace of Allah which he bestows on whom he pleases. And Allah is the Lord of grace and bounty. No misfortune can happen on earth or in your souls, verse recorded in the book before bringing into existence. That is truly easy for Allah, and all that ye may not despair of matters that pass you by, now exalt with favors bestowed upon you. For Allah loves not any vainglorious boasting. Excuse me. Such persons as are covetous and command covetousness to men, and bring to him back from Allah's way, verily Allah is free of all needs, worthy of all praise. We sent aforetime our messengers with clear signs, and sent down within the book and the balance for right and wrong, that man may stand forth in justice. And we sent down iron, which is great might, as well as many benefits of mankind, that Allah may test who it is who it is that will help unseen him and his messengers for a life full of strength, exalted in might.
Abraham said, trust you, alhamdulillah. Section 4, and we sent Noah and Abraham and established in their line prophethood and revelation, and some of them were on right guidance, but many of them became rebellious transgressors. Then in their wake, we followed them up with others, our messengers we sent after them, Jesus, the son of Mary, and bestowed on him the gospel. And we ordained in the hearts of those who followed him compassion and mercy. But in their wake, we followed them up with others of our messengers. We sent after them Jesus, the son of Mary, and bestowed on him the gospel. And we ordained in the hearts of those who followed him compassion and mercy. But the monasticism which they invented for themselves, we did not prescribe for them. We commanded only the seeking for the good pleasure of Allah, but that they did not foster as they should have done. Yet we bestowed on those among them who believe their due reward, but many of them are rebellious transgressors. O ye believe, fear Allah, and believe in his messenger, and he will bestow on you a double portion of his mercy. He will provide for you a life by which ye shall walk straight in your path, and he will forgive you, for Allah is all forgiving, most merciful, that the people of the book may know that they have no power whatever over the grace of Allah, that his grace is entirely in his hand to bestow it on whomsoever he wills, for Allah is the Lord of grace abounding. Alhamdulillah. We're at 28:30, my brother. Alhamdulillah. We finished that one. We're moving right along. Alhamdulillah. I feel real good.
I've
kind of decided to stay close to Compton, stay close to that airport, start doing business in Compton. I teach in Compton, but I teach in the juvenile hall too, and look like things are getting easier and easier for me, like dealing with those children, because I see them as children who need guidance and knowledge and instruction and everything, you know. But Compton, though, that school district out there, I want to start working my real estate so I'll be able to work all day on my projects instead of having to actually work. But right now, the money's okay, you know. Keeps my bills paid, inshallah. And so I have to tweak my nonprofit and get that going again. But Compton, I want to be close to that airport. I want to be close there. And what I want to start doing is reaching out to Muslim parents to send their children, especially on Saturdays, to the museum, to the airport, to the, you know, Tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum, and meet us there. And that way we'll start getting a kind of like a little cadre of Muslim children coming there. And that's the Tahir Muhammad School coming right there, you know. So the brother Mubashir, who's doing my website, he's making me up some business cards. And I got to make sure also, too, on my card, they got my name, Amin Yasir Muhammad, but a lot of people know me by Mr. Dio. I'm going to put both of them on there. I'm not ashamed, because I got a whole world of people who know me by Mr. Dio, you know. But you must know me by Amin Yasir Muhammad. So I might as well be clear. I ain't deceptive. I ain't trying to hide nothing. But, you know, I kind of been hanging out at the airport, and that brother, he works, man. He waits around the office, and he makes his appointments, and he schedules those, helicopter flights, and people come, and then he takes off, man, and he takes some places, and then he comes back, and he sits in his office. That's why he's always there, because that's his business, you know. That's his celebrity helicopters or something, you know. And his slogan is action is ours. Yeah.
Yeah, so that when we saw him taking off this that Saturday, whatever day it was, Monday, whenever it was, I think it was Monday. Anyway, he was taking these that couple, that white couple, taking them somewhere. So that was his. So yeah, that's his job. I imagine he makes good money doing that, you know.
Probably do. Yeah, I'm going to inquire and ask how much is a helicopter ride, or like if I wanted to go from Compton to Los Angeles, how much would that cost me, or Compton to Santa Barbara, you know, or San Francisco, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See how that is, and you can kind of gauge. Because if you look at the airplane flights, okay, just like I paid $175, right? Now, how they break it down for me, they say, well, the airplane, to rent the airplane is like $135 or something like that, or $125, $115, something like that. And then the $50 or $60 is for the pilot. That's how they break it down. Yeah, you pay $100 something for the plane, and then about $50 or $60 for the guy.
And that's per hour.
So, no, that's just for, well, I guess for, what is that? I guess they break it down for a half hour. I thought it was an hour, but maybe a half hour, 30 minutes or so. You know, they just took me over to Redondo Beach and Manhattan Beach and over there, and then it's called King's Harbor or something. That's what they call that, King's Harbor. Then they turn back around and come on back to the airport for about a half hour. And he let me fly for about 5 minutes myself. He let me hold
and
the
that
thing.
And that was how much so in total? 135?
175.
Oh,
and how they break it down, they say about 125 to the plane and 50 to the pilot.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's about $175.
Oh, okay.
So when we go up, we give them 175 again, but you know, me and you split it, you know, split it, and then they take us up. But I'm real. It's coming to me, man. The more we pray, the more we call on the law and read, you know, it's coming along. I made contact with, I don't know if you know, a sister named Priscilla Ugda. Do you remember the brother used to be around in the community? They used to call him the Marathon Man. It was a brother named Jesse who had one leg, and he used to go on these marathon runs. Well, his daughter.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Well, his daughter, Priscilla Ugda, has been affiliated with the Claire Muhammad school system. She has an organization called Sister Claire Muhammad, the Sister Claire Muhammad Alumni Association.
Mm-hmm.
And so she keeps track of different people who came through the University of Islam and did Claire Muhammad School, and keeps track of them and then helps them sometimes if they need transcripts. You know, even though Claire Muhammad has not been operating for the last maybe 20 years now, but, you know, I guess some of them people now are old. They got their own families and stuff. They don't need it. But years ago, they needed their transcripts and stuff like that. So she's to help with that. And she don't like Hassan. I mean, she don't like Hassan because she says Hassan sold us out. But that's another story, you know. But so I made contact with her. I sent her the in the future, if anybody ever asks you, like they're, you know, talking to you, tell them to go to the website called Fly Compton, flycompton.com. And it's not the Tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum.com. No, just flycompton.com, and it'll get that website. And in that website, you'll see videos and application and all that. Now, on payday, I have to pay that $150, the $150 application fee. You know, you don't have to pay it. I have to pay it since I don't know if you want to do it or not, but application fee, and then the dues are $50 a month. $50 a month. But I get discounts on flights, discounts on other things they have around there, you know. So I'm going to join. I'm going to give myself to it. I'm going to try to learn all I can and start getting on the radio. I'm going to make contact with Muslim Journal to start the 10,000 at $5 and to get me a Compton P.O. Box, and that's where the Claire Muhammad School is going to be based in Compton at that airport, more or less. I'm going to partnership with the airport and associate the Claire Muhammad School children, boys and girls, to that airport. You know, start meeting them on Saturdays and holidays and stuff like that, and have birthdays at the airport. And not only there, though, also, inshallah, when we get together, I'll take you over to the Columbia Space Museum over there in Downey, off of Imperialist in Downey. That's where I took that astronaut picture, right there, you know. And it's a space museum dedicated to that Columbia that blew up with the brother McNair and the other seven or eight people, school teachers and stuff. So what I'm going to do is I'm affiliate in partnership with both the Tomorrow's Aeronautic Museum and also the Space Museum. I'm getting me a membership in both. And so have the children be getting, get the parents to sign up for emails and mail and stuff from Tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum and from the Columbia Space Museum over there. It's nice. It's a nice. Me and you went there, didn't we? Did you go there?
No. I didn't go there.
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah. Well, it's been closed due to COVID, but it's opening back up again. Everything's kind of opening up back up again. So, let me see. Yeah, brother. It's coming along, brother. Rashad, it's coming along. A lot of folding the plan for me, man. All this reading that we doing, getting up, sacrificing and stuff. Let's see what else. Get a Compton P.O. box. Start working on my Good Brothers of America. Use that. And then once I got that nonprofit going, I could start asking people for money. To get my my real estate going out in Compton, I need to be able to work all day, have freedom. But, you don't know how much freedom you have by you being an independent entrepreneur, You get up in the morning with your own time, man. 24 hours is a lot of time, man. But when I got to give 10 hours, even though I'm teaching, even though I'm making money, but, man, that's what, 8-10 hours a day that I got to give someone else of my life, So I want to hurry up and get to the place where I'm self-sufficient and able to. The brother was telling me about insurance to that heavyset brother. They called him the administrative director or something like that. But insurance is through our company of the Air Company of Nevada. You get insurance, flight insurance. And also, while we were sitting in there, they got that great big TV as you could sit, when you go into the lobby, they got that great big TV. And so I was listening to this, sister named Christine Devine. And back in the day, she's getting old now. She's getting wrinkled, but she was pretty, pretty, pretty back in her day. And they were doing a Fox 11 interview with this brother who wants to get everybody off Skid Row in 6 months. This preacher, Caucasian preacher, they were interviewing him
how to get everybody off of Skid Row in 6 months. Just do whatever it takes. You know, they've taken their time. They, Garcetti have had billions and billions of dollars, man. But it's gone slow and got these homeless people all over the place now. And so this brother was talking about, and Christine Devine and this other newscaster was interviewing him yesterday on TV. And I said, damn, I guess I am losing out a lot of information, because TV give you instant real-time information. And the computer sometimes is 2-3 days or weeks old, you know, for stuff, you know. So I'm going to start looking at real-time stuff. But, yeah, they were interviewing him yesterday, last night, while we was at the airport. And everybody was looking at it, because everybody see all these homeless people all over the place. And some of these homeless people ain't got no shame, man. Some of them, man, you ain't got to do that. You could go down to DPSS, you get you some welfare, and you could do better, man. And people are out on the street, on the freeway with signs talking about, you know, we hungry and stuff. That's crazy, man, because that's what we pay our taxes for. Man, they could go to the county building and get them some food stamps right day, same day, food stamps. They, all that, what they doing. And, you know, they have maybe 2-3 babies, some of them kind of retarded-looking people. And they got a couple babies in the strollers and begging on the corner. I don't see that. I can't see that, especially when, man, you know, we got the county offices all over, man, who will give you a housing voucher. You got to stay there a few hours and fill out some papers. But they'll give you a one-day housing voucher or whatever, a week housing voucher, and give you food stamps and give you some cash. You know, so some of this stuff that these homeless people are doing, I don't see it. So they had a interview last night about 6:30 with Sister Christine Devine and another newscaster interviewing this preacher. He wants to get people off the streets in 6 months. 6 months. So you know, Biden and the Democrats and all these people now, man, they got to move it. These people off the street, man, this is Los Angeles, man. People don't want to come here. It's beautiful weather, palm trees, beaches, parks, you know, Disneyland and Magic Mountain and Knott's Berry Farm. Come here from, you know, the hotel industry. You got these homeless people all over, just right out in front of McDonald's. Just pitch a tent. Just get you a tent right in front of McDonald's. People got to go around you to get into McDonald's. Right there on Century and Western. You saw them there, haven't you? Yeah, okay, you sleep?
No, I'm not sleep. I kind of dozed off for a second. But,
yeah,
they could get vouchers and everything like that, you know. I don't know just what happened, man, because it didn't used to be like that, man. We didn't have all these people on the street.
Right.
It's just like all in the last maybe 20 or 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, all right, man. I just want to, you know, give you the latest info. And what we got to do is, I mean, you know, did you want, let's fly to either tomorrow or Saturday or something. So I get with you
Saturday, inshallah, in the afternoon, you know.
Okay. I keep that okay, and inshallah. Okay, have a good day. Well, let me ask you, how's everything going with that? You know, your situation, with your health situation.
Everything all right? Yeah. I'm doing better. I'm doing better. Feeling better. You're gaining weight, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I usually, I was thinking, I was reading so slow and difficult, but I have a light. I'm far away from the light, you know. When I lay down in the bed, I just read when I'm laying down, but I have to get up. At first, I thought maybe my eyesight was going, but I just got up and got closer to the light, and I could see better. So, yeah, they're doing good. I'm doing good. Oh, praise be to Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
let me ask you this, though. Where is the Goodwill store, Goodwill store? Because I need just a little lamp for my bedroom. I don't have one in my bedroom. And just get me a little lamp for about $20 or so. Where's the Goodwill at, just, you know?
Well, they both have a real good one there on and right behind Walgreens, you know, where
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay. All right, Rashad. Okay, brother. Have a good day.
The plane is six, huh? The four seater.
Huh?
The four seater.
They maintain those planes good, you know, inshallah, you know, and it's ready. It's ready to go. You know, in fact, it was ready to go yesterday.
Yeah. Oh,
it was
okay.
Ready to go yesterday. So, you know, I'll try to book it for the weekend, and we'll go up, inshallah.
Inshallah.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Rashad.
Thank you.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I can answer that.